Okay, we're going to start. Today's shiur is Daf Tzadi Hey. We are in Tzadi Dal Amud Beis by the Chin Sa'aro on there. Let's learn today's Daf Hazecha Nishmas. My other grandmother, Mali Lu, Maris Malka, Bas Rabbi Chil Yonah, whose yahrzeit is today, someone should have an aliyah. So, the Chin Sa'aro. The Mishnah had mentioned first about taking off, you know, about cutting your nails or biting your nails on Shabbos, which seems to be here a malacha de oraisa. Tosos points out that maybe it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says a malacha she'en tzricha legufa yirchayev on, but Tosos thinks that cutting your nails or biting your nails is a malacha she'en tzricha legufa, because it doesn't fit into the definition. But all the other Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, they all paskin, even though they paskin like Rabbi Shimon, even though we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, we say in order to be chayev on Shabbos, you have to be malacha she'en tzricha legufa, yet they still paskin like this Mishnah, then no tel tziporno, but Shabbos is still chayev. So they have to figure out what it is. There's a big bir halacha in that siman who brings down the shita of the rivash, who holds that it is a malacha tzricha legufa because they did similar things in the Mishkan and everyone must be holding like this rivash. But according to Tosos, it would only be a malacha she'en tzricha legufa. Still asher, but no chiyuv d'oraisa. So now, talking about sa'ara, the Mishnah also mentioned that if you pluck your hairs or you pluck the mustache or your beard, the Gemara is going to judge, determine what shear. Everything is a shear. In order to be chayav on Shabbos, you have to do a certain amount to be chayav. So Gemara says, Tanya, hanotel milo pi hazug chayav. If you take the sar, the amount of the tip of the scissors, basically, is what it means, you would be chayav. Okay, wonderful. Vekama. So how many hairs is that? Vekama. Right, vekama milo pi hazug. Amar of Yehuda Shtayim, it's two saros. It's two hairs. So Bahatanya, but it can't be two hairs. Why? Because in the Braisa that says milo pi hazug, it talks about another iser. And in that Isser, it specifically says two hairs. So if it says two hairs in that Isser, Melopio Zug must be a different shear. What's that other Isser? It says, Vatayin ula karcha shtayim. The Isser of karcha. What's the Isser of karcha? That's the Isser of ripping out your hair for velus. You're not allowed to rip out your hair. So what's the shear there? It's two. So if that's two, then what Melopio, right? So then Melopio Zug wouldn't be two. So much as no. Aim of the chain le karcha shtayim. If they readjust the text, it means it's Melo Pi Hazug and Bechein L'Chor Choshtayim, meaning so it gives the definition in the Braisa itself. Tainam Yehachiv, a Braisa that supports the Shir as well, it's two Sa'aros. Hanotu Melo Pi Hazug, Shabbos Chayim. If you take Melo Pi Hazug on Shabbos of hair, you are Chayim. A common Melo Pi Hazug, how much is that? Shtayim, it's two hairs. Rabbi Lezer Omer, even one, Achas, even one hair, you are Chayim if you pluck out. That's what Rabbi Lezer says. He says, "V'lo ba'ina malo pi hazug." Rashi says, "Different shear." Umodim chachamim Rabbi Lezer, but the chachamim agreed to Rabbi Lezer that plucking one hair would be a chiyuv d'oraisa. V'milake levanos mitok shechoros shafil achas chayev. That if you have one, if you have a gray hair, if you have a gray hair amongst your dark hairs, and you don't like the gray hair, and you pluck out the gray hair, then even one is significant. That one there is significant. Right. Right, and the Braisa continues with Davar Ze Ach B'chol Aser. Even doing this during the week is Aser Mishum Shenemar Lo Yilbash Geber Simlash Isha. It's the way of the woman to color your hair. So the question is whether it's a Doraisa, the Rabbanan, it's a Machlokas maybe by Beged Isha, the Doraisa is only Beged, and all these other things may be the Rabbanans, or this is the Doraisa as well. That goes into the Sugya of dyeing or dyeing your hair, dyeing with a Y.
Cutting one gray hair is
pulling one gray hair out of here. So the question is, the Bir Lacha brings down, what happens if on Shabbos you pluck out a gray hair, but you have 20 gray hairs amongst your black hairs? So you pulled out one, well, what did you do? You still have 19 gray hairs left in there. So are you chayav on Shabbos or not? So the Bir Lacha, he says it's suffix, and then at the end he says, it's a Bir Lacha in Simon Shin Mem. He says that, well, since Lo Silbash Beged Isha, the Issa would be even for plucking one, and the Brises make a comparison between the two, so even plucking the one on Shabbos would still be chayav for. And you can't do that. Okay. Tanya, we're learning the Brisa. Now we're going back, I guess, the cutting the fingernails again. Cutting the fingernails, we're talking about cuticles that come off on Shabbos. I remember talking to somebody, and someone said, on Shabbos, he has a difficult time, no problem with any malacha other than gozes. So what do you mean gozes? I bite my fingernails during the week. I have a good problem with gozes. It's very hard. People bite their fingernails. It's very hard to deal with that. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Tziporon Shepeiresh Ruba, a fingernail where most of it was ripped off. Right? Shepeiresh Ruba, Vitzitzin, which I believe means are the cuticles. Shepeiresh Ruba, and also a piece of, like a row of it was pulled off. Biyad Mutter, it's Mutter L'Chachilo to rip it off with your hand. But b'kli, to use a cutter, to use a kli, is you chayiv chatas. You chayiv doraisas. Someone says, wait a second. That's too extreme to have a kli chayiv chatas and b'yav b'mutter. The Gemara says, mika midi to b'kli chayiv chatas b'yav mutter chachila. It's too extreme. It's not so extreme. By borer, you have that a lot. Where by yad, it would be mutter, but with a kli, would be us and doraisa. But by gozes, I guess you don't have that. So hachikamer, this is what it makes you say. Teirusha ruban, if most of the fingernail or the cuticle comes off, then biyad mutter, that to do it with your hand, it's mutter l'chachila, will be kli pater bal aser. But kli would be pater. It's aser, but there's no kli. But lo peirusha ruban, if they're not all on, if they separate a little bit, then biyad pater bal aser, to the rabbanon, to rip it off, will be kli chayv chattas. But in the kli, you would be chayv chattas. So they're only one level separated. Each time they're only one level separated, not two. I'm Rav Yehuda, halacha Rav Shimon Elazar. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Elazar, that you can rip off the fingernail that, or the cuticle that pierced ruban, that rove of it came off. I'm a Rabba Barachana, I'm a Rav Yochanan. Rabba Barachana is the name of Rav Yochanan. There's a caveat. Vehushe pierced klapi mala. It must be that they separated towards the top. What's towards the top? Towards the outside? Towards the inside? Machlokas Rashi Tosos. I don't know what that means, how it works. They peel this way or they peel that way, but Rashi says one way, Tosas says the other way. Tosas Rashi says, since we have a machlokas, we don't know which way, and so the Raisa, you can't do it at all. So the whole heter goes away, but that's what Tosas Rashi says. But also, the key point, umitzaros oso. It also has to be painful. If it's just a nuisance, let's say we figure out which way is hanging, but if it's just a nuisance, there's no heter. It has to actually be painful. So just a nuisance, I don't know, you sit on your hands the rest of Shabbos, you cannot rip it off. You can't rip it off even with your hands. Okay. The teeth would be the same thing as the yad, I guess. It's not a kli. The teeth would be the same. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch passing is straight up. I'm taking it out. But he says that you're not allowed to do it. It's with your teeth as well. This commercial is brought to you by. Right, Shin Mem, I think. He says, "Aser litol saaro, and I'll take off Simen Shifal. Aser litol saaro, and I'll rip off your hair. Otsi parnov, right? Bein biyad, bein bikli, bein atzo, bein lacher. I'll do it all." Right, Mr. Brewer says, "Bein bikli, after mechaber hish for the yad lekli, even though there's a comparison between the yad and the kli, who rakli isur, that is for iser, the kulin is iser, val in chiyuvo to be chayov." To be yad your putter, she ain't derek aziza bekachachol. The kli chayev, that I told of gozes. So maybe I don't know. Maybe it doesn't mention the teeth. I think the teeth is the same thing as the hair. As the question is, I guess maybe if more people bite their fingernails and cut their fingernails, maybe that becomes the derek. Maybe you be chayev doraisa even. I don't know if that's necessarily true. Fine. Now Misha says v'chein godelis. Right. We had the idea if you were godelis to saara. Right. That if you whatever that meant. Rashi brought down two things by I think what else means you braid. You braid your hair, kocheles, you color the eyes, upokeses. Pokeses, Rashi said two things. Rashi, some say that it's somehow you part the hair with a comb, and some say you put some sort of cream on the face, and when you take it off, it reddens the face. So all these things are also usher on Shabbos. Right, Chachamim say it's usher mitzvah shvus, but Rulezer said it's chayv d'oraisa. So what Malacha, are you violating on all these things according to Rabbi Yezer? So, Kogdodeles, Kocheles, Pokeses, Mishum, Ma'am, Mechaivio. What do you chayiv for? What's the Av Malacha? So, Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Godeles, for braiding, is Mishum Oreges. I guess he says it's weaving. Kocheles, Mishum Koseves. Kocheles is like writing. What you're writing? You have to, I guess, writing usually means two letters. But what are you doing over here? And Pokeses is Mishum Tover. It's spinning. There's some sort of that's the malacha. The Gemara says, wait a second. Amar Rabbanu Kamei the Rabbi Yehovah. Chiderech Harib Bekach. This is the way you weave. The Chiderech Chesiv Bekach. This is the way one writes. The Chiderech Tavia Bekach. This is the way one spins. That's not the derech to do it this way. So how you be chayev? How would you be chayev d'oraisa? It's not the derech that one does that. Right. So Gemara answers. Here's the reason. Kocheles, what's kocheles? Kocheles is mishum tzovas. It's dying. You're dying. The face. Okay, I mean, I heard it from the stipe. What's the difference between soveya and ksiva? Right? What's it? Right? Because sometimes like making a painting would be ksiva. Wait, so he said something to the idea of that. What? Sort of. He said that it depends whether you are just using the background or improving the background. If you're just using the background, then it's ksiva. If you're improving the background, then it's kocheles. Then you're making it. Then you're coloring.
Well,
you're improving the background. Yeah. So that's good. Yeah. So that's sabas. That's what we say over here. It's dying. It's coloring. Okay. Godeles and posekes. You know, making these braids and posekes. It's aser mishum bone. So a lot of girls like to braid their hair on Shabbos or take out their braids on Shabbos. Possible potential listener over here. Bone. Aser mishum bone. Right, Mara asked, wait a second, b'chiterach binyan b'kach? Is that binyan when it comes to hair? Is that considered binyan? You know? So, a new chapter of your builder, of your company. Binyan Builders will be about making braids. That's not binyan. The Mara says, no, it is. It is. That's builder. Chedorash Hashem Minasi, the Drash of Hashem Minasi, who says, Vayivein Hashem Elokim es Hatzela. Hashem made Chava from the Tzela. Milamed, so what's Vayivein? He learns it, he says, Milamed, Shekila Kodesh Baruch Hu L'chava, that he braided her hair, they via Eitzel Adam, and brought her to Adam, made her pretty by braiding her hair and brought her to Adam. Shekem, Karchei Hayam, I guess the seagoers, Korin the Kliyasa, they call a braid Banyisa, they call it a binyan. They call it, so it is binyan. The issue is, we saw another Gemara that this binyan over here was in Nida, that they learned from here, not that they learned that the binyan is Yisera from this pasuk. So what are they learning from this pasuk? It's Gemara in Nida, I remember saying, right? That Vayiven is binyan. All right, so maybe they learn both things from here. So you see that braiding is also a malacha d'oraisa, right? So I think it's also brought down with halacha. Right, it says Shin Gimel Sivkav Hey Asul Isha Shetavi B'Shabes Sarak Al Paneh Mishum Tzoveya. Right, you can't put the coloring on the face because it's Tzoveya. Mitam Zasu Lichol B'Shabes. That's the whole idea of makeup on Shabbos. What type of makeup? I'm not going to get into that. Some people say the makeup you can use oil based, water based, different types of makeups. Or Mitam Zasu Latuach Al Panavatzek. All these and Usser, and then it says Asul Lichloa Isha Sa'ara B'Shabes. You're not allowed to braid your hair on Shabbos. The Lola Hatir Kliyasa, and you're not allowed to undo the braids on Shabbos either. Right. That's what it says.
What's undoing? What is that?
Taking the braids out.
What is that?
So sorry, I guess. One's binyan, the other putting it together is binyan, taking it out is probably so sir. What does he say? I think Mr. Bruce says something. Lola Hatir, the Dami Lososa. He says it is a sosa. Okay. Fine. But Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon Elazar says, Godeles, Kocheles, Poposekes, La'atz Patura. She does it to herself, she's Pater. I mean, it's no Isidor Isa. I guess because you can't do it perfectly. You can't do the braid perfectly yourself. You have to do somebody else to do the braiding. You hire a makeup person when you want your makeup done right. You don't get it perfect when you do it by yourself. But L'chaverta Chayeves, if you do it to your friend, then you are Chayev, you Chayeves for Bone. Right? Abechen Hay, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon Elazar, Isha Lo Ta'avir Sarak. She couldn't put this reddish, I think it's like a blush on her face because that's sovah. She's coloring. Okay. Tanya Rabbana. Learning a brisa. More malachos where there seems to be a machlokus between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham. Tanya Rabbana. You could spend months on this stuff. Tanya Rabbana. Hacholev. Milking the cow. So it comes into a big problem now. That's always the idea of milking in Israel. How do you deal with that? Milking the cow is a malacha d'oraisa. Well, how do you deal with that? The hamichabitz. Mechabitz is, I think, separating the curds in the whey. On the process of making cheese, when you separate the curds in the whey, that's when it comes, right? That's umechabitz. The hamigabe, that's actually making the cheese, right? All of these are also the raisa ki grogeris. If you do it in the shear of a grogeris, that's the shear because it's all to do with food, that's the shear. And also, mechabitz, if you sweep the floor, remember they had dust floors, so it's mashu gumos, similar binyan. You're making a flat. The hamirabitz. They also, in those days, the dust, people have problems with the dust, hard to breathe, so it sprinkle water onto the dust floors to keep the dust down. That's also asr. V'hamirabetz, v'harodeh chalos dvash, separate, I guess, the honeycombs, the honey from the combs on Shabbos. All these shogeg b'shabbos, you do b'shogeg b'shabbos, chayv chatas. Right, you're doing chayv chatas. Hazy be Yontif. If Didron Yontif, you'd be Loka Arabayim. It'd be Malachan Doraisa on Yontif. Right? Divi Rabbi Lezer. These are the words of Rabbi Lezer. Chami Omrim, no. Echadzevi, Echadze, Enu Elam Yishum Shuas. It's only Nursa. It's only Malacha Issa Durabanan. So now they can try to figure out what the Malachas are for each of these things. So, Rav Nachman Bar Gurya Iklin Nahardo, Rav Nachman Yogat to Nahardo, Bohem Yinein, they asked him, Cholev, Cholev, Milki, Mishum Mai Mechayev. What are you Chayev? What's the Malacha that you're Chayev on? Amar Luhu, Mishum Cholev. Mechayev because you're milking. Mechabis, Mishum Mai Mechayev, Amar Luhu, Mishum Mechabis. Mechabis, Mishum Mai Mechayev, Amar Luhu, Mishum Mechabim. What's going on here? So he says to them, Amrule, Rabba Katlu Kane Ba Agmahavi, were your rebbies cutting cutters of reeds in the swamp? Like, what did they teach you? What were they doing all day? What are you chayev for cholev for? For cholev. No, it doesn't answer anything. So Amrule, no. Cholev chayev mishum mefarik. You chayev mishum mefarik for cholev. What's that? You're separating. Look at Rashi mefarik. Kimo mefarik masui. Like you're separating as a burden. Sheporik ocho mimokom shenitkasabo. You're separating the food from the place of where it was covered. From taking the milk out of the udder, I guess. Vahavit hold of the dosh. Dosh. Milking the cow is dosh. Tosis points out, well, wait a second. What about the idea is that we just say that it's ain dosh el b'gdule karsu? So must hold. So how does that have that here? So two ways to answer. You can either say, no, he holds that there's even dosh by things that are not gdule karka. Or you can expand the definition of gdule karka to include a cow, because a cow gets nourishment. Gdule karka doesn't mean that's attached to the ground. It means you get nourishment from the ground. The cow gets nourishment from the ground, so that would be gdule karka as well. Tosos doesn't say that, but if you look at Tosos on top, he says, mishum dosh, who could the parish become? So Asa Brisek Rabbi Yehuda, and the Brisek goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Yesh Disha Shalobu Duli Karka. He must hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there is Disha even by something that's not Kaduli Karka. He the priest Shalel Perek Lagadol. The Chay Niel Lari. The Vadik Rabbi Yehuda Asa. The Ashi Chachamim Ribos Mishum Shus. The Shem and Shari. The Kamal Filo Chachil. Has to be Rabbi Yehuda, or you can just explain the definition and then have it to everybody. Okay. There's also my focus over here. Is that remember that we had in the just want to say in the Brisek brought down. We said Choli Mechabitz Megavin. And then we separate, then we send Mechabein, Marbeitz, Rode, and then came the Chachamim. So the Machlokes Mishonim, the Chachamim arguing all six things in the Brisa, only the last three, the second set of three. Okay. Okay, again, so he says, Chayav Cholev Mishum Mefarik, because it's Dosh. Mechabeitz, right? What Mechabeitz we said was, again, that was the curds in the way, so separating the curds in the way, right? Chayav Mishum Borer. That's Borer. You have a mixture, and you're separating them. That does not. I guess you're taking not doing it with the proper way. Yichayev mishum, yichayev mishum bor. I guess because you're taking the ochel from the psolas. You're taking the ochel out of the psolas. Yichayev mishum bor. Umegabein, making the cheese. Yichayev mishum boneh. Yichayev because of boneh. Okay, so that's a din of boneh. I guess any time you take different pieces and put it back together, that's domer lebinyan. Okay. Question is though, how do you say? All the Rishonim ask. Okay, you're saying that there's boneh here. There's a machlokas with this. Yesh binyan b'kalim or ain binyan b'kalim. The pasuk ain binyan b'kalim. So there's no binyan by kalim, but there is binyan by ochel. That's what that seems. The biggest raya that the people have of that there's yesh binyan b'kalim is from this gemara. You have binyan by ochel. The other question is, okay, if it's binyan by ochel, so you're making food. On yontif, it said here that you're chayev. Why are you chayev on yontif? Yontif, there's a heter of ochel nefesh. So, wait a second. So the heter for ochel nefesh, so I can make the cheese on Shabbos to eat, with all other considerations, you know, equal. And then there's a concept also of mitoch. We say the hill mitoch shehuchel l'tzorach, huchenayim l'tzorach l'tzorach. So maybe you can actually build on yontif, because you have a heter of boneh. And now it's Tosos says that. Tosos says, look at the big Tosos, but Harodi on the bottom. He says miu tamal ari kevon de mutter legabin biyontif min haTorah. You can definitely give Hebrew haTorah on yontif because it's binyon. Afilu lo yiyam mutter midarban and el b'davish l'esher in kain nafo beso biyontif. Your house falls down on Yontif. Ye mutal of no so be Yontif. You should be able to build it back on Yontif. The mitoksh hutter binyan tzorach, the megavin, having mishum bone, kedam resamach, hutter namish alo tzorach. Obavachi yu tzorach hayom, if you need it for today. You should be able to rebuild it today. Right? Right, the echo besocho. Yep, like that. So he says, no, b'yesh somer, the asomid rabbanon, the habi uvdu dechol. Maybe it's asomid rabbanon, because of uvdu dechol. But nachmi halacha l'maisa, what happens if it's Sukkos, and you have one of those massive windstorms that always seem to come on Sukkos, and your sukkah is knocked down, can you rebuild the sukkah on Yontif? So according to Tosos here, it seems to say it's only it's a derabbanan of Uda Dechol. So it's a makom mitzvah. Have the guy build your sukkah on Yontif because the makom mitzvah of Mir Akam is mutter. My pastor, I'm just saying, according to Tosos, that seems to be what he might say to extend Tosos. So if your sukkah falls down, ask your local kabbalist or halachic. What? I understand, but if it's only the Rabbanon, so the Makom Mitzvah, maybe I can do it. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I remember it happened a couple times. You have these storms on Sukkot and the Sukkot's blow down. I don't know what people did. I had to flip the Sukkot and never blew over. So. Eating someone else's sukkah. That's not bad. All right. What about making ice cream on Shabbos? Can you make ice cream on Shabbos? That's the question they ask. It's that binyan. It's a similar cheesing. Can you make ice cream on Shabbos? That's the Shiloh they talk about. Okay. So we said Megaben Chayim Mishum Bona. Okay. Hamechabe. The Gemara is not going to bring what the reason, what the problem is with the taking the honey out. Hamechabe Ben Rabbi to Roda Chalas Lash Shag B'Shabbos Chayim Chatek Hizgim Nechaylo. Abraham Dibur Lezer Lezer Abul Lezer My Time Mother Rabbi Yezer. The Ksiv it says by honey is in Shmuel by Yitval also Biyaros Hadvash V'Chima Inin Yara Itzel Dvash. What's a forest doing next to honey? El Lomlach My Yara Tolish Shemenu B'Shabbos Chayim Chatek. If you Tolish from the Yar on Shabbos Yichayev. Right, af chalos dvash harodi men v'shavus chayv chatos. It's a melacha of polish, pruning, taking it off. A meimar shara zilcha b'machoze. A meimar was matir to sprinkle the water on the floors of the houses in machoze. Amar taima maya marabanan. What was the reason why it was aser? Dilma asked the gumos, because maybe it's gonna fill the holes in the floor. Fill the holes in the floor. But he says, us, hacha like a gumos. In Mechuza, the way they build, they didn't build dirt floors. We don't have dust floors. We have
why the water.
What? And he wants to clean it. He wants maybe something spilled out. I don't know. He just wants to maybe it got sticky. I don't know. So he's allowed you to do it. But if the way that you build in the city there's no dust floors, it would be mutter. Tosos then talks about, well, what about the actual sweeping then? Tosos by Idna, we didn't get to that yet. But Tosos by Idna, he says the Bahag Shari Kibur Mahai Taima. He's allowed you to sweep the floors Mahai Taima. I feel Bahutsin even with bristles. But in near the Re says no. He says no. They're worried about the bristles, hard bristles versus soft bristles. The bristles may come fall off. It's a shaila about sweeping. So my kids are very machmir about that. They refuse to sweep the floor on Shabbos. They're holding like the Re. They don't want
to.
They hold like the right. Right. Gzeiro chol atu Shabbos. That they won't sweep. Not even on Tuesday. Right. So the Re says lo sharin hachla rishum el dafka rebuts. So my cloak is about. But then I think what Maisa the post can say that there's a difference between the hard bristles and the soft bristles. Or the soft rooms. The soft rooms, they say, is not a problem to sweep. Okay. Rabba, if you want to. Rabba Tosva, Ashachal Ravina, the Kamitzdara, the Hevla. He found Ravina, who was having a difficult time from the dust that was coming up from the floor. So Amri Leh, he said to him, Mark Shisha, Bray the Rabba, Ashachal Rav Ashi, the Kamitzdara, the Hevla. Some say that it was Mark Shisha, Bray the Rabba, who found Rav Ashi, was having a difficulty from the Hevel. Amri Leh, so Rabba says, Ravina, Lo several amar lahayde tanya. Do not hold. But the following brisa says that I wrote to the rabbis is based on Shabbos. Talking about the third floor, and you want to sprinkle on the floor on Shabbos. Maybe arei, but you take a big bowl, malei mine filled with water, berochis pan bezavizu, and you wash your hands in this corner. You face in this corner, and yada bezavizu, you wash your hands in this corner. Rugam bezavizu, do some sort of harama. Venimta bias mis rabbis me love, and the house happens. It happens by itself. Yes, it's malachshon to the lupa. Maybe it's not a sikresha. I'm not sure how that necessarily works. So amalei lava daite. Either I don't know and never knew that price, or I don't hold with that price. And why is that not like a psychic ratio? I guess unless you have maybe
for
what?
What?
Mashi Gumos.
That
right, okay, it must be the case.
It's not like Ramban said it's not that likely that it's gonna happen.
Okay. Okay, because it's a little sprinkles. It's just a little sprinkles. All right, and so...
the problem is in the first place.
Because the whole thing is going to Rabbi Yehuda, so Malach Shein Tzvim L'Gupa, you're going to be chayah for.
What's Malach again here?
Mashvi Gumos. You're filling the holes. It's bonus.
And you pour water? Well, how do you fill it?
You had these dust floors that were...
You're pouring the water.
And so it evens out, it levels the floor. It's going to level the floor.
When you
sweep also.
I can see that.
Right.
But here now you're leveling out.
I think when you pour water on the dust floors, if the water can come out, then level the floor somehow. Oh. Tanya, Isha Chacham, Rebetzis Beis B'Shabbos. A smart woman can figure out a way how to dust the floor on Shabbos by doing this harama. But in the Sfilei K'Rav Shimon, now that we hold like Rav Shimon, right? now that we hold like Rav Shimon, that we say that Dover Shein Moskavin is mutter, Shari Afilu Lechachila. It's mutter Lechachila even to do reboots, to do this on the Dutch floors, because it's Dover Shein Moskavin is mutter, and I guess it's not a psikration, and therefore he says it is mutter. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about the sort of kotzer, reaping. Hatolesh Ma'atzitz Nakov. Atzitz Nakov is a pot. A potted plant that has holes in it. It gets the idea. There's a whole thing. It's just look at that. It gets nourishment still from the ground. So is that considered attached to the ground? So I ripped flowers out, or I ripped something off from an utzit snuckle. Is that kotzer? Is it attached? Same thing. Also, let's say I plant something into an utzit snuckle. Is that considered zriya? Is it putting flowers into a whole pot? Is that zriya?
Let's say it's not a whole pot.
We're talking about utzit snuckle right now. So
hold it. Is that considered kotzer? It's completely separate from the ground, but it's in a pot.
Right.
No connection to the
right,
ground.
So I don't think it's a problem. I mean, I don't think it's a chiv d'oraisa.
You could have a flower without the oraisa.
What?
Maybe the rabbanon.
Yeah, sure, the rabbanon. We already say here. She says, "Atolish, take this right to pull out the seeds." I guess maybe if you cut the cutting the leaves is different. Atolish me atzitz nakov chayiv. That's an iser of d'oraisa of tolish. She ainu nakov. If it's ainu nakov, if it's not, it's potter. Mipnei she ainu because it's not kimachuber. It's not considered mechuber. It's definitely a shvus. Rav Shimon Poter Zebuzah, he says a potter in both instances because according to him, he doesn't hold any, that the Nakov does anything. He doesn't know that Nakov makes a connection. So the Mishnah just brought the Shita of Rav Shimon, who's potters by an Utz Nakov. So the Gemara tries to answer, there's a stira in the halachas brought by Rav Shimon. Rami Le'abai L'Rabba, Amri La, and so Rav Chiya Bar Rav L'Rav. What's the story? Tanan, we learn in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Poter Bazeh Ubazeh. Rav Shimon says there's no difference between Utz Nakov and Utz Nakov, there's a both potter. Amma, Nakov Rabbi Shimon, a whole pot, a whole, is the Rabbi Shimon k'shein nakov mashle. He equates the two. He says they're completely the same. There's no difference. But I'm going to bring you a case. Rabbi Shimon says there is a difference between the two. But Raminu, I'll ask you a steer from another brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says ain bein nakov v'shein nakov. There's no difference between a hold, one with a hole, and one ain with a hole. El hachshir zroyim bulvad, except for hachshir zroyim. What does that mean? Rashi says hazruim betocho. Again, in order for food or something to become able to mekabel tuma, it has to have hechsher with one of the seven liquids, Yad Shachadan, one of the seven liquids. But all foods are always hechsher tuma because they're growing in the fields and they're going to be rained on. So the only time hechsher works is if they're separated from the ground. So what about these things that are in utzit snakov and they get wet? Is that considered now hechsher lekabel tuma? So Shimon says if it is in an utzit snakov, it is not hechsher lekabel tuma. Must mean that he holds an utzit snakov is considered connected to the ground. So there is a difference between an utzit snakov and utzit sheni snakov. Right, look at Rashi. El hachshir zroyim hazruim b'tzocho. Atzitz nakov ain makabel hechsher l'tuma. Why? Because it's connected. V'she'ainu nakov mekabel hechsher l'talashu. Because it's separated. V'har Rav Shimon ka'amar lei. But didn't Rav Shimon already say there's no difference between them? V'il d'Rabbanan ikotuva hamechayiv ha'nakov mishum Shabbos patriyat v'she'ainu nakov. Rabbanan makes perfect sense. Because they say the nakov is connected. That's why you chayiv on Shabbos, and that's why it's not hechsher l'kabel tuma. According to Rav Shimon, you say there's no difference. Now you say there is a difference. So he said, no, there is a difference only in this case. So Amar Leh L'chol Mili Rav Shimon Ketolish Mashvele. For everything other than this, Rav Shimon says Nakov and Einu Nakov are the same. V'shani L'inyan Tumah, when it comes to Tumah, it's different because there's a Kasev. The Torah says that Torah rips the Tara Eisol Zroim Shenemar Akol Zera Zerua Asher Yizareya. You have all these extra words of Zera Zerua Yizareya. So one of them is to include Atzitz Nakov. That is not makabel tumah. Right, Rashi says l'chol mili l'shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, uliknos b'mashicho. When you make the kinyonim, that you don't have to have, and you cannot be kesef. Ulu prosbol she'ino nichlav ela karka. Prosbol won't be written if you have karka. This is not utzit nakov. It's not considered karka. That's all like einu nakov. Except asher in this case asher yizareya kiderek she'adam motzi l'zriya l'meutei mechuber kol dehu l'hachi ani zriyos yisayu dekra u'mish einu nakov tolish gomerul. There's extra zriyos come to include an utzit snakov, the gabe, that the concept of not being hooked to the kabel tumah if they get wet. So this elderly gentleman asked the following question to Rabbi Zera. Shoresh kinege nekav mali amar b'shimon. Let's say I have the root, we have the utzit snakov, and the root that's growing inside the snakov is right by the hole. So it's sort of like a direct connection between the root and the ground. So what's the story in that? Rav Shimon admit in that case that it's considered connected to the ground. Ishtik v'lo amr lev lo midi. He was silent. He didn't say anything. He didn't answer the question. Zim lechado, another time, the Zaken met Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera was giving shir. Zim lechado, ashke the Yosefik Amar. They were sitting and he said, Umode Rabbi Shimon, she'im nikiv kibichdei taharoso. Rabbi Shimon agrees if the hole is big enough in order to be metaher. What does that mean? Rashi says, she'im nikiv ha'atzitz. If the pot got a hole, bichdei taharoso. She'im nitva, nithar b'shvi rezo. It was a big enough hole that had this potted plant become tahor, that hole would have been enough to ruin the kli status to make it tahor. Behind the kemotzi zayis, that's if it got a hole big enough to take out a kazayis, the tamas achas kelim, kli cheres ha'asri la'ochlin, she'irud kazaisim. U'modir rishim b'ha, the chashiv mechubar, kolos ranch b'tochol, the sula havi kli. But it's no longer a kli, Rashi says. It's a batel shem kli, and therefore whatever's in there is not in the kli, it's in the ground. That hole is big enough. So Reb Zera said, if it's that hole is big enough, Reb Shimon's going to be mote. So Amrulei, so this elderly gentleman says to him, wait a second, Hashda, I asked you, Shorish, to make a naked boy, Minach, below my Tulumidi, he didn't say anything, and now Nikib Chetek Taras will be by, and so here, you knew the answer? In other words, Rashi says, the Havalon Lesuke Beib Bahanach, the Lav Kenegan Anekev, the Im Pashtet Lu, the Kulu Mechuber Ninu. I think what he's saying is that, you know the answer for this. If you know this answer, then you should have answered my question as well. I'm not sure which way, though. Yeah, I'm not sure which way, though. I guess the Zaken sort of thought that he should have had the same suffix by this case as well. I don't know, because I guess the idea is that maybe the Zaken is saying that you have a suffix in any other instance. Like, is it considered connected or not? So if you have a suffix there, I have a suffix here. Why in this one do you not have a suffix there? You don't have a suffix. So Amar Abaye, says, V'itmar lahad Rab Zeir. No, he says, he's going to reinterpret what was said so it's clear that Rab Shimon will be Moda. V'itmar lahad Rab Zeir, this is what Rab Zeir said. Hachi Huda Inmar. Humode Rab Shimon, Shim Nikev Lematim Revius. What does that mean? If the Nikev was lower than Revius. Rashi says, I guess if the hole was on the bottom quarter of the pot. That's what it seems to be saying. Rav Shimon says that if the utz is that's revius. Revius means a revius look. Not that. He's saying that if the utzits cannot keep a revius look, then consider mechubar. Oh, sure. How does he say? What does he say there?
If it was perforated so close to the bottom of the pot that what remains below the hole
is less than a revius,
not considered revius.
That's gonna be considered mechubar. That's where the perforation
what
is.
What else do you have
a perforation? Oh, besides, Rashi mentioned. Rashi, I didn't point it out, but Rashi says by the utz it's knuckle that it's also it's any place, even on the sides. Where was that? Right, Rashi. Last Rashi, Naman Aleph. I told us my utzitz nakav chayev the havi kumachubar, right? The yonek min hakarka they are nekev shemei riach lichluchis hakarka feel nekev bedofno even if it's on the walls, even if the utzitz is on the walls. Okay.
Usually, what we think the
hole
would be on the bottom.
Yes. Amar Rava. On the pot, we can talk about different levels of destruction, of destroying the pot, of destroying this item, so that it's not mekabel tuma, right? Dina, so where you can be metahir a kli cheres with different types of holes and a different status. So Amar Rava, chamesh midos be kli cheres. There are five midos. There are five levels when the kli cheres that gets a hole. Number one, nikev kimotzi mashke. Let's say the hole is only big enough for water to come out, not for water to go in, but for water to come out. Tahor, let's read it. The tahor milatame gistera. It is no longer considered a kli, and it's no longer a gistera. What's a gistera? So Rashi says gistera is shever kli. It's shever kli. Shever kli, sometimes a shard, it breaks, but you have the shard, and you'll use the shard. But if the shard gets a hole in it where water can come through it, then you won't even use it anymore. So then it's that kli is no longer top, can no longer kala tuma, it is tar. Let's see Rashi above that. He says, a full kli that just has the water coming out a little bit, it's not going to become tar. About im hayashever kli, v'hayaro l'shtamish bo, t'imakabal tuma, mishanishvar, t'imakabal tuma, k'than heim v'kakoseim, l'fneim, v'eil trepus, v'nikov shuv, k'motzi mashka, Eino Tama Oud Mishum Torah's Gistra. It's no longer has atonement with Gistra. It's Batul with Torah's Gistra, and therefore it's Torah. That's level one. But Adayin, Kli Hula Kadosh Bo Mechatos. But it's still a Kli that you can be Kadosh Kli Chatos. I guess if you have, meaning, if you have this type of hole in a full Kli, not in a Gistra and a Shard, because you can't keep water in there, but if this type of hole is in a regular Kli, then it's still good enough to be Kadosh Bo Mechatos. Rashi says, Kolomer Im Kli Shalom Haya. It's still considered a kli, full-fledged kli. But feel the kaddish bo mechatas, but upper parah. You can still use it to be kaddish to mechatas with the upper parah. The by even kli haroi, you need a right to see mine chaim and el keli, and it has some kabbal tuma. This is still considered a good enough kli to be to deal with the parah duma. That's level one. Level two, nikev the kli cheres is broken kikonkim konish mashke. Now, if you would like submerge it, water would come in. Water can actually come into a little bit of a bigger hole. So then, Tarim the Kadesh won't mechatas. It's Batul mitoras kli, in that it can't be Mekadesh mechatas. So if that's what the purpose was for this kli, then this kli is not Mekabel Tum anymore. Because it's Batul from that Torah kli. But, Vadayin kli hu lahakshir bo zroim. But it is considered a kli to be makshir the zroim in it. That Rashi says, Vadayin kli linyin lahakshir zroim, hazruim besocho. You have the food, so the seeds inside. The Kitulushim Ninhu, they are considered Tulush, and they're not in an Atzitz Nakov. They're not considered connected to the ground anymore. This hole is too small to get any nourishment from the ground, even according to the Chachamim. This is not an Atzitz Nakov. So the items inside, the if stuff falls on it, if water gets on it, they'll have the Huxer Lekabel Tumah. Not Tumah yet, if they touch something afterwards, but the Huxer Lekabel Tumah. Next, Nikaiv Kishoresh Katon. If the hole in the kli was big enough for, I guess, a small root to come out, so therefore it's even bigger hole. So then tarim elahashav ozroim. Now it's considered an atzitz nakov. I guess maybe according to Chacham or even according to Rishimun. Rashi says l'rabbanon. Tarim elahashav ozroim l'rabbanon. They have a atzitz nakov. It's considered an atzitz nakov. However, but if you're using it, it's considered connected. So the stuff inside cannot be hooked to hechshel kabel tuma to get wet. However, va'adayin kli hu lekabel zaysim, it still has a Torah shame kli that the kli itself can become tame, right? The kli itself is still a shame kli because stam kli cheres is roi to hold food items zaysim, and any time that it is big enough to hold zaysim, it's not nitam kabel tuma. Still, something that can be kabel tuma. It still hasn't been bottled Torah's kli from it, but. Nikab kamotzi zaysim. Let's say the hole is so big that olives can come through it. So then tahor in the kalavo zaysim. Then it's no longer considered a kli because it's not a kli. However, v'dayin kli l'kabel rimonim. But if you use this kli to hold pomegranates, which are bigger than zaysim, that was your das on this kli, so it still has a shame kli because the hole for olives to go through is much smaller than you need the hole for the pomegranates to go through. But nika kamotzi rimonim, if it got the hole big enough for pomegranates to fall through, tahor mikulam. Then it's batal Torah shin kli, and it's completely tahor. Rashi says, tahor mikulam mishum kli. Ela imkein matzniu legistera, then yitlam betoros gistera. Unless you leave over part, you want to keep it to the side to use the non-hole part for a gistera, then it would be still tame midave gistera.
The
keli has lost the shame kli,
right.
And therefore, if tuma touches it, the kli, it's not makabel tuma anymore.
Right, but the plant itself is considered. Because it's part of the ground.
Right. Okay.
Both things.
Right.
The plant and the.
Now, just let one more thing. In the Torah, with gabe tumas ol, the pasuk says the chol kli pasuach asher ein samid pasil alav tamehu. Talking about a kli cheres in an ohel. If the kli cheres is open in an ohel, so anything inside the kli cheres becomes tame, right? But if it's closed, the kli cheres is closed on top, then you cover it with a good covering, then it itself is tahor, the tumah, it's impervious to the tumah now, the tumah can't enter it, it's tahor, and also what's inside of it is tahor. So now comes Rav to explain what type of hole could be in the kli cheres that it would know that the covering would no longer save it. And keep making it, get rid of its, what would be its kryptonite, essentially, to let it go in. So the im hukah, the kli cheres is covered with a tzamid pasil, with a cover. So therefore, it should not be mekabel tuma ad sheyipaches rubo, unless it breaks most of it. Because it says v'chol kli pasuch. What does Rashi say? He says, "Achi im hayamukav tsamit psil behuva ola meis the ain tuma nichneses bo derech nekev." The tuma cannot go into the kli cheres via hole. It has to only go through the top, through the opening. But it's covered, so it's matzikol mashu betocho. But achi v'chais rubo. The whole kli pasuk siv derek pesach nichneses lo tuma below derek nikabav. But I guess if most of it is ripped open somehow, the tuma then can still go in, right? That only derek pesach nichneses lo tuma below derek. It doesn't go in via it can't go in via nekev. It can only go in via an opening. And I guess if its rubo is opened, I guess that's enough to consider an opening for the tuma to go in. I guess even if it's covered on top. Okay. Let's do it again. If it's covered on top, you can't go in, right? Im hukav tsamid psil, it can't go in. You can't go in even through a hole, right? If it's covered on top, let's say you have kli cheres, it's got a hole, but it's covered on top.
Hole on the
side, but it's covered on top. So technically, the only way the tumors can go in is through the covering. The hole can't go in. But if the hole is big enough, whatever that shear is, the hole is big enough, then the tumor can enter into there as well. Okay, again, we learned today's daf is Deicher Nishmas, Moris Malka, Bas, Ruchil Yona, Shamash Avliya, and everyone have a good day.